Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this November 18th. I'm Natalie Zane. Major shopping centers in Hollywood Hills West have been closed down due to a suspicious package found this morning in a parking lot. The package was found around 8 a.m. on the Sunset Strip between Laurel Canyon and Crescent Heights Boulevards. A bomb squad has been sent to the scene to continue the investigation. 31 U.S. governors have said Syrian refugees will not be allowed in their states following the terrorist attacks in Paris on Friday. But some American organizations say the backlash against Syrian refugees undermines the American government's ability to keep its citizens safe. Reporter LaMarco McClendon talked with Robert McCall, the Government Affairs Department manager for the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
It's currently being reported by European Union officials that last Friday's attack in Paris was actually conducted by European nationals. So, again, we should be supporting these refugees, not opposing their resettlement, especially in America.
Tune in at 4 p.m. to hear more on this story. Occidental College students have joined a now nationwide movement on college campuses demanding better handling of diversity. Today marks the third day students have occupied the school's administration building. Now, the college's president has responded. Rania Niftos has more.
Occidental President Jonathan Veitch announced in an email to the college community late last night that he will not be stepping down. Instead, he will be working with the community to make changes. In the email, he said, quote, "I will continue to listen and learn from you, and I ask the entire community to help me make Occidental a better place for everyone. I am committed to making this happen," end quote. He added that he would be reaching out to leaders of the protest. This comes in reaction to a list of demands the Oxy United for Black Liberation group was calling the college to meet. The demands aim to improve diversity on campus and increase inclusion for minority students. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
LA activists are already looking ahead to the 2016 elections. One group hopes to add a ballot measure, limiting large land development projects, causing what they call the Manhattanization of Hollywood. Kaylee Wells brings us more.
The Coalition to Preserve Los Angeles held a press conference this morning to voice their concerns on what they say are abusive land use practices and developer favoritism by the LA Planning Department and City Council. Jack Humphreyville is the Greater Wilshire Neighborhood Alliance.
All these situations, the local residents are battling against the real estate developer who has very fancy lawyers who inundate you with tons of paper.
John Campbell of Save Residential Hollywood says he is concerned to see the city governed by lawsuits.
Our concerns speak to emergency response times, quality of life, maintaining the neighborhoods.
Backers of the initiative are hoping that the issue will be on November 2016 ballots. Kaylee Wells, Annenberg Radio News.
Palmdale officials are working to help small businesses struggling after flash floods last month. Oliver John reports.
The U.S. Small Business Administration opened a disaster loan outreach center today in Antelope Valley. Ken Kondo is an official in the County Office of Emergency Management. He says the program is designed to assist residents, renters, and business owners affected by flash floods and mudslides.
There is definitely a need for assistance out there, especially after the severe flash flood, mudslide, debris, mud flow. And that was now announced as a 1,000-year flood.
The disasters were caused by Southern California's record-breaking rainstorms in October, which significantly damaged many businesses and homes. The center offers financial assistance, like loans, to help businesses stay afloat while repairing their property. The center will close December 3rd. Oliver Jung, Annenberg Radio News.
Los Angeles is one of 16 cities participating in a new summer basketball league for ex-NBA players. The Champions Basketball League is expected to hold 30 games during July and August this year. The league's chairman and CEO says 60 players have already committed, but he hopes to employ 250. The players all retired from the NBA 1 to 3 years ago and will earn an average of $200,000 each. The players will also play off-season games to raise money for a wide range of charities. Fans can enjoy games for only $25 per ticket, and maybe even less with multiple game packages. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane.